Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. I've got Gracie Youngblood and Seth Aldridge up. They're going to be singing He Holds Me Fast. And I just want to make mention real quickly about our app that we have there at the church. If you go to your apps on your phone, you can download our Hoopers Creek Baptist Church app. And we have a place there called the Verse of the Day. And we do a verse every single day. And it's a good place to go and to get some encouragement for your daily walk. Amen. And so we want that to make that available to you. Once again, you can go to Hoopers Creek Baptist to get the app. You go to your phone, go to the app store, amen, and get those the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church app. It'll be a blessing to you. And then click on the verse of the day, and that'll be coming to you. Here is Gracie Youngblood and Seth Aldridge now. They're going to be singing He Holds Me Fast. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
I fear my faith will fail. Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, He will hold me fast. I could never keep my hold through life's fearful path, for my love is often cold. Hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so. He will hold me fast. Those He saves are His delight. Christ will hold me fast. Precious in His holy sight, He will hold me fast. He'll not let my soul be lost. His promises shall last, bought by Him at such a cost. He will hold. Savior loves me so. He will hold me fast. For my life He bled and died. Christ will hold me fast. Justice has been satisfied. He will hold me fast. Raised with Him
we continue today on the message that we began yesterday on Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 1. I'd like to remind us of the text that we're looking at. It says, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." I think about as a father gives instruction to his son, a wise son is one that's going to hear his father's instruction. He's going to be listening to what the father says. And the setting here seems to remind me of the setting of a classroom, that classroom environment where the teacher is up teaching and then the students are there with a responsibility of listening. And so we're talking about how that this relationship between the Son and the Father, that relationship between the Father and His Son is kind of like that of an instruction room. It's a place where we can go and learn, go and listen, and then receive great wisdom. Yesterday, we also looked at the thought that we not only need to have that relationship right between the Son and the Father, but we also need to be able to retain well. And what I mean by that is we need, as we're listening, we need to be able to listen to what we're hearing and then take good notes and then begin to apply it to our life in retention. I think also that this is connected to our church worship, not just a Son and a Father, but also how that we receive the truth while in church. We come to the house of God to listen. We come to the house of God to hear. And when the pastor gets up or when the preacher gets up there and he begins to preach and bring the message, it is our responsibility as a listener, as a hearer, to receive the truth from the Word of God as we listen to the message. We're going to begin today part number 2 of Proverbs chapter number 13. Now, have you treated church like it was a place of entertainment? Have you come to this place and said, "Boy, I tell you what, I hope they run the house. I hope that, listen, it's not a show. It's not a performance. No, this is a place of instruction." So may I ask you tonight, why are you not growing? At this point of your life, you've been here maybe, man, if you've been saved for, man, 20 years, if you've been saved for 10 years, if you've been saved for 5 years, there ought to be some extensive growth done in your life. By this point, you ought to be able to lead somebody to Jesus. By this point, you ought to be able to quote some scripture. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Has the world conditioned you to sit back and enjoy, or are you going to get in there? When we get this place, I want you to notice the word "but." Y'all see that in the text? A wise son heareth his father's instruction. But notice this next conjunction word. We're taking a different toll right here. But carries the idea that even with a good father, under good instruction, you too can reject the lesson of instruction. The Bible said, "But a scorner heareth not" what? "Rebuke." So let me deal with the word "rebuke" first, and we'll come back and deal with the word "scorner," okay? That word "rebuke" has to do with this. Someone or something pointing to you and saying, "This is wrong about your life." You can say it this way. It's pointing to say there needs to be some correction here. And when it comes to the setting of instruction, it's like this. You've made a mistake on your paper. The teacher's looked at it. You failed this test, and you need to correct what you're doing wrong, or you're going to keep making that mistake again. Can I say to you, the true act of repentance is not just simply saying, "I'm sorry," but it's actually repenting and getting up and not going back and doing the same sin again and again and again and again. We're failing the test. We're not following the instructions of the Word of God, and we're failing the test miserably. And the world sees it. When we fail the test before God, but we also fail the test before man. Who's watching your testimony? It's the world. Yes, the Bible says that man looks on the outward appearance and God looks on the heart. I know. Ain't that sad? Man seeing your outward appearance, man seeing your actions. He's seeing what you say. He's seeing how you act. And he said, "Well, I don't know about you, but they didn't learn nothing at church Sunday." Are you growing? Are you retaining? Are you wise? Are you listening to rebuke? Is it going in one ear and out the other? This is where I believe we're at. Let's just use this for example. Come here, Chad. Let's see here. If you're being taught something, I want you to pick that up. 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 Satan's all the time telling you he's doing this right here to keep you from picking that up. And after a while of not hitting your mark, pick it up. Pick it up. Before long, you get to the place where you're not even listening anymore. Because, and I think, look here. Satan has so destroyed our lives
that we have been kicked in the face so many times spiritually that we've quit listening to the power of the Holy Ghost. We've quit responding to altar calls. It's not me, preacher. It's not me. It's not me. It's not me. And now we've left it in the floor. Now we're just walking. Now listen. And don't pick it up this time. All right? Chad, pick that up. Come on, walk by here. Pick that up. Pick it up, man. Pick it up. This is what we call a deaf man. That's what we call a deaf man. The reason why we call him a deaf man, he does not respond to command. Holy Ghost saying, repent of your sins. Just keep walking. You need to turn that off. Shouldn't be watching that. You need to quit drinking that. You need to quit looking at that woman. You quit messing around with that man. And you're walking by the commands every day. You're a deaf man. Listen, an obedient student is one who retains the truth, follows the command of the Savior, picks it up, changes that aspect of their life, and does something about it, and actually makes a difference. Listen, God can't change you if you're not going to listen. Are you a scorner tonight? Listen, the Bible said this, but, what? What did he say? But a scorner, what? Heareth not what? Rebuke. A scorner heareth not rebuke. If God can't tell you what's wrong with you, who can? And if you're not going to listen to God and His Word, then how in the world is God going to ever do anything with your life? Why are you not growing? It might be because you're not listening. It might be that God's telling you. It might be God's Spirit instructing you, but you will not listen to the commands of God. I hear it all the time. I wish God just filled me with the Holy Ghost. I wish God just filled me. I do too. But you don't understand the power that lies within you if you would simply obey the commands of God. Listen, y'all want to be like man Percy Ray? Y'all want to be like man some of these great preachers? Then you're going to have to pray like Percy Ray. You're going to have to spend time with God like Percy Ray. You're going to have to man follow the commands of God like Percy Ray. Amen? You can't just say, I'm a Christian, I'm a preacher, I'm a this and I'm a that, and not follow the commands of the Lord. It can't happen. It can't happen. Now, a scorner, notice this. A scorner that the text mentions, a scorner is that one that heareth not rebuke. There's three basic categories. I pray that you're writing this down. There's three basic categories mentioned in the book of Proverbs over and over and over again. And you may be in one of these three categories. So there's three basic categories. The basic categories for someone who is unwise. The first category is this, is what we call the simple. The simple. You say, preacher, now besides simple, just put this word, gullible. Because a simple person is someone who believes anything and everything that people say. What was the one that kept walking around all the time saying that the sky is falling? The sky is falling? Chicken Little. That's right, Chicken Little. Amen. Thank you, sister. Chicken Little. He'd always walk around, the skies are falling. And you know what? A simple person would believe something like that. But a wise man is going to back it up with something. You understand? You know, you got these simple people all the time walking around in churches. They're so gullible. Any gossip that runs around the church, they're the ones that follow that. They believe it. Boy, they'll hook it, line, and sinker. And man, I mean, they're choking on the bobber. They're like, oh, that's good information. They never back it up. And when the facts come out, it's like, well, so-and-so said. You got to be careful with the simple. They can't tell the simple can't tell the difference between the truth and error. When you're in a group of people, be careful when you get around the simple, because they'll go along with you. They'll go along with you until they start losing that popularity and then leave you. Be careful with the simple, all right? Be careful with the simple. Proverbs chapter 14. Flip over there. Just look at verse 15 with me. Verse 15. Notice the Bible says, the simple. Y'all see that? Underline that. The simple believeth every word. But the prudent man looketh well to his going. They're gullible.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.